This is Jen, co-creator of Women Walking and Talking. This is a real and raw podcast that my friend Charlotte and I have created. We are two middle-aged women that speak from our hearts openly and honestly about current life events. We freely chat about divorce, dating after divorce, dealing with parents still living, parents dying, kids going off to college, and now helping with new grandbabies. This podcast is unscripted, and it's just us walking and talking freely as we record it. Because we speak so freely from our hearts, some of the things that we say might be found to be offensive to some, but not to others. So that being said, the content and the language may not be suitable for younger listeners. The following is episode one of our podcast, and our goal is to do at least two a month, maybe more. Don't forget to subscribe at the end.
Hi, welcome to Women Walking. I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Jen.
And this episode, we're going to open with his mommy called twice to get his clothes back. He's 51. That's going to come later, but we're going to start this episode with
how did I meet fifth grade school teacher.
So wait, let's go back. So Jen, are you married?
I'm currently going through a divorce. It'll be final in August. My marriage was done 10 years ago. My ex-husband was living in the guest room for 3 years. But we called it last year, last April, that it was over.
And so, when did you meet?
A girlfriend of mine decided I needed to go on Bumble, a dating app. And that was in December. I promised her I'd do it for 4 days. I'd do it toward the new year, like a New Year's resolution type thing. So I hopped on a Friday night. By Saturday morning, I had, 30 people asking to go out.
Can you tell us a little bit about your description, a few items, why, and what kind of people you got back?
Well,
men, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, all men.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All men my age, 50 plus. I hit it off with one guy. He's in the film industry, some kind of camera guy, gaff guy, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He and I met up and went out for a beer. No chemistry, but really sweet guy. That was on Saturday night. And then nothing on Sunday.
Was he married?
No, he was single.
He was single.
Single, okay. With two daughters.
Okay.
Lived in Simi Valley, I think. Anyway, nothing on Sunday. Monday morning came around, and I had a new match. So the way Bumble works is the women reach out to the men on the app. And then if you connect and you like them, then you can chat with them.
And why do you think you picked that particular app? Was it your friends?
Yeah. It was kind of like a challenge. I actually went on the app with no makeup. My hair is sloppy bun, just to see what would happen.
But you revealed. So what are the top few traits that matched you? Because I think a lot of our listeners want to be like, oh, I don't think I could do it. And so you're obviously, can you tell us your age?
Yeah. Yes, I'm 51 now. I was 50 at the time. Right. And I'm athletic.
Right.
So I love the gym.
Love the gym. So mm-hmm. I think the question is, like, you're about to get out there on the first time. You chose little makeup, messy hair. But what were the attributes that you put down that connected you to some of these 30-plus men?
That's a fair question. I put hardworking, adventurous, kind, sincere, love to bake, willing to give you the shirt off my back, girl, authentic, no games, hate drama. I was just my true self mm-hmm. on the app. And I really didn't care what happened because I knew I had 4 days. I told my friend, you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. At the end of Monday, I'm deleting the app. Because I just thought it was kind of ridiculous that, like, guys would reach back out to me and then ghost me, not even carry on a conversation.
Really?
Yeah, which I find out that's really normal in this situation.
Interesting.
On this app.
How did you know, like, they were authentic, the cameraman that you met? Like,
oh, yeah.
How did you even know that they were real and not some weird, you know?
That's a good question. I just kind of trusted my gut feeling when he was texting me back and forth through the app, of course. And then I just went for it. I just got brave and bold, and he asked me for a beer, and I agreed, and it worked out. But then on that Monday morning when I woke up, I had a new match. And it happened to be... And so on his profile said athletic, adventurous. And I could tell he was athletic because he had a good body. And a good, you know, good build.
Sure.
He was on the beach in Maui in one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so he loves to travel. And I like that too.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, what are you doing home on a Monday morning? And he said, I'm a school teacher. It's the last day of break. And I said, oh, okay. Then he texted me, full disclosure, I'm married.
Oh, wow. So let's take a step now back here. So you identified yourself as getting a divorce, right? Like separated.
Correct.
And when you saw the match with him, what did his status show?
Oh, that's a great question. I honestly don't remember. It would not have showed married because I would never have swiped right on him.
So immediately, that is such a key point. So immediately,
yes.
I'm not saying the word dishonest yet because we're about, you know, we're going to, through our podcast, get to know his games. But I think it's interesting that you say you don't remember, but yet you would never have
swiped
if he was married. Right. So it had to have been separated, single, divorce.
Yeah, or he could skip that. You can skip that category altogether.
Oh, now that's
big. When you're setting up your profile. You can skip religion.
Oh, interesting.
Ethnicity. You can skip whatever you want. So he might not have even posted it. And actually, I thought even in his photos, he looked sad.
Wow.
And I don't know why I swiped right on him looking back.
What was his photo again?
He's standing on the beach.
You?
Well...
But it looks sad, so why did that attract you?
I don't know why. It was something sad about him, like he needed a friend. Like something about his eyes. Just were sad.
So you swiped.
Right.
You looked at him. No smile?
Did he have a smile, but there's something about his eyes.
Looks sad.
Yeah.
Well, the eyes are the window to the soul.
Yes, yes.
So you were reading into his soul. Very interesting how you kind of clicked onto something there.
Yes.
Okay, so we swiped.
He writes, full disclosure, I'm married. I've been in a marriage. I'm paraphrasing here.
Of course.
I've been in a marriage for 20 years that lacks intimacy. My wife has intimacy issues. I haven't been touched forever. I give 150%. I'm a teacher, I'm a father, I'm a hard worker, and I'm looking for friends with benefits, FWB.
Well, there you go. So immediately,
and I just love meeting new people.
Okay, so he disclosed, I'm not getting a divorce and moving out. He just was like, I need to have a little nookie nookie.
Correct.
Okay, great. So
I wrote back. Okay, so I
wrote
back.
Okay, but you, how did you feel? Let's talk about
it. Oh, no, yeah.
How did you
feel
when you read that?
Well, when I read that, it hit home. Well, it hit home because that's exactly what my marriage had been for 10 years.
Right. So there was that connection.
Exactly. There was a connection. My ex was the same way, wouldn't touch me to save my life. So I could relate to that. And then I thought, in my own head, I thought, oh my gosh, this guy needs a friend and someone to listen who can relate to him.
But let's pause. Did you want that or were you looking for a love interest?
No, I wrote back to him, whoa, like, I don't know the rules of friends with benefits, but I can relate to your story.
And you knew he was married.
I knew he was married. I said, if you'd like to meet for coffee and we can talk. And I will listen.
Let's talk about this a little bit more, Jen. Because this is, every listener is screaming out there saying, but Jen,
I know.
You knew he was married. He obviously was super clear about, I'm married. I mean, you can't deny that. And, hey, I just, friends with benefits, meaning like, you know, the nookie nookie on the side.
I know.
So why did you hesitate and take a think? Or were you just willing to just jump in?
Yeah, I was willing just to go as a friendship level. So that's what I wrote in my text back. Hey, if you want to meet for coffee, I'm down to be your friend. But I'm not clear on the friends with benefits portion of it, and but I'm certainly not comfortable with it.
But you knew what that
I knew
meant.
What it was, yeah, but okay. I'm not comfortable with it. That's what I told him.
Okay, in a text.
Yes. Oh, and yeah, how on did the app.
On the app. So how did he respond when you were like, I hear you, but I'm uncomfortable? Well, how did he respond?
Right. We can still meet for coffee.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So, Jen, you've got no makeup, messy bun hair.
Yep.
You're not sure if you're interested in friends with benefits, but this school teacher, right, it's a school teacher.
Yes, fifth grade.
Is interested in meeting you.
Correct.
What were you thinking?
That day.
Oh, that day. So what time?
January 2nd.
So what time? Oh, was it a holiday?
It was his last day of winter break for their school.
Okay, so the next day he was going to school.
Yes. So he says, let's meet for lunch. Yeah, or let's meet for coffee at 11:30. I said, great.
Oh, so he picked the place.
Yes.
Starbucks or where was
it? Well, it had to be a Starbucks in my area because close to his home, he might get caught.
Now, did you know that?
No. That's hindsight.
That's hindsight. Okay. Okay, so he's already...
scheming.
So you are now, same day, getting dressed, going... I'm meeting a married man. I'm married as well.
Yes.
Who obviously is interested in, you know.
Right.
A little bit of sex or whatever it is. So at this point, what's going through your mind as you get ready to go in the car? Because this is not someone who says, I am ready for a relationship. I'm excited to meet you. This is about, I need to have sex.
Right. I didn't think of it like
that. So is
that
what you wanted? No.
I never thought of it like that because I thought of my marriage as being over for 10 years in my head and my heart. And I was well on my way to divorce, you know, at this point. I mean, we were already legally separated and then going through the actual divorce part. And Bob was already on dating apps and dating other people. So I was free and clear.
So let's tell our viewers, our listeners a little bit about this. So Bob is living in the house.
Separate space,
but dating
yes.
other people at the time in which
correct.
You're going to go meet. Okay.
Correct. He had just started dating.
Yeah,
we both were kind of at this pivotal stage in our relationship where it was understood that we're each going to move on now.
From April to January, you're ready at this point. Okay. Right. So it's a half a year, there's paperwork, there's all that good stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So now,
We're going to take our listeners back.
So take us back to, I'm married, let's go have coffee, friends with benefits. What time, so you get ready, and what time do you meet
him? Oh, no. Well, this is what happened when I was getting ready.
Oh.
I have a 17-year-old daughter. Comes marching into my room. Mom, take me out to lunch. Molly, okay.
Because she was off, right?
Right now, yeah. It was her last day as well.
It was her last day as well.
So I said, great, where do you want to go? She chooses a spot. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to meet this guy at Starbucks. I said, let me text him real quick and tell him I'm just going to push him back till like 2:30 or 3.
So Molly, who's your daughter, yes. knows that you're, like Bob, you are both on dating apps and you're starting to meet
she
people.
Knew, yes. She knew I was only going to try it for 4 days because I'm totally open and honest with her. But she thought that was a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so she said, oh, no, then go do that. And I said, oh, no, we're going to lunch.
Okay,
so she and I went to lunch. I pushed him back.
And then how did he respond?
He thought I was blowing him off.
Okay, so that was the first, like, yeah. And what did he say when you said, hey, can we meet at 2:30 instead?
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, sure. So then I took Molly to lunch, dropped her off at home, then went right there to the Starbucks. And then he's like, oh, I thought you were blowing me off. And I said, oh, no, my daughter invited me to lunch and she comes first. And he's like, oh, that's fair enough. My kids come first too.
Okay.
Great. So we share that value.
So how was I think all our listeners want to be like, well, what is a married man looking for? Benefits, friends with benefits, how does he greet you?
Hi.
Oh, no, hug or...
Oh, no, I didn't hug him.
No,
I
just like, hi. No.
He opened the door for me at Starbucks.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
He paid for my chai tea latte with oat milk.
We all have to ask that. Did he pay? Excellent.
He did, yes.
And then...
With his points.
Oh, God. All right, with his points. Good man for, you know, working the apps. Okay, so it's lunch with Molly's done. We know he's married. We're sitting down at Starbucks.
Kind of awkward.
How long, just to skip ahead, because I want to go through the details. Uh-huh. How long were you guys there?
Probably an hour.
Oh, wow, that's
hour
pretty.
Hour and a half, maybe.
Oh, okay, hour
it was
and a half.
Long, it was a long chat.
Okay. And did he lead it more? Did you lead
yes.
it more?
Yes, oh, I listened. Yeah, I listened.
Oh, so he led it.
He
so
did.
Was it a, okay, pity pot story?
Yeah, it was similar to mine.
Okay.
About being lonely, untouched. I guess that's really emasculating to a man when they're, the more research I did later on it.
Uh-huh.
To be shut down.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because it's different for women, apparently. Yeah, he just, it was a sad story. He was sad. He did need a friend. He was good looking. So we had
You were attracted
that. Oh,
to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, there was chemistry right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
What were you wearing? What was he wearing?
I was wearing my workout clothes. And he was wearing sweats. He had just come from the gym.
Okay.
But he had, I asked him, I said, how did you break away from home? Because she was home too, because she's also a bean
sweat. Meaning his
school.
Wife.
Correct.
Okay.
And I said, how did you break away from home? And he said, oh, I just said I was going to stay really long at the gym. So he already
okay.
started
so
off lying.
Lie number, yeah.
Yeah.
Lie number, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we're casual, having our coffees.
Yeah, and I was no makeup and just sloppy hair because I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I was still at the point where I honestly didn't care what happened with this. But there was chemistry. I felt badly for him, for his story. I could totally relate.
And then, he's about your age.
He's exactly my age,
okay.
I think. Yeah, 6 months
51,
older.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Okay, so during the hour, you learn about what? Do you learn about more about the wife, the family,
yes.
the job? What do you learn about that he's willing, in the first hour of meeting someone, he's willing to disclose?
That his marriage was over. And he
Did
had
he ask about
another,
your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I told him. I was honest about mine. He told me his was over as well. He'd looked into divorce 3 years ago.
Okay.
But he didn't. He wasn't brave enough to do it. I'm
interesting
not,
comment.
And he had another
interesting comment
before me.
Okay, so so in the first hour, you learn he's married. He's admitted he tried to get a divorce, and he's had an extramarital affair
before.
Girlfriend.
And he made out with another lady at El Torito in the Valley another time.
God bless. Okay. Okay, so our friend is living his secret life as a teacher.
And a great teacher.
Okay.
Remember in his bio.
Okay, and, well, we don't need to disclose that information for legal reasons, but, so you're sitting there.
Listening.
This is what all our listeners want to be like. Okay, so Jen, you're a smart woman.
Oh,
you're an attractive
gosh.
Woman. You have your head on. You're sitting with a married man who's like, oh, I can't get a divorce. I'm having affair after affair. But let's talk.
Mm.
So well, what are you doing at this point?
Well, he told me about the other affair. He wasn't attracted to that one at all. So nothing would work down in that department.
Oh, so he couldn't get it up for the woman?
Correct, the other woman.
Hang on. So why is it called a girlfriend or an affair if he never did anything?
I think they did things, but it couldn't be the actual part of having intercourse as sex. I think
but
she could give him a hand job. That's the other thing he said.
So it's...
He was so addicted to porn because
that,
of never being touched that his hand would do the trick.
Okay,
so she could give him a hand job.
So our listeners now have just realized he's gone to porn. He's willing to get a hand job on the side.
Correct.
But
that's what he had before for 6 months.
But I mean, I don't get it. So did he take her out? Like his girlfriend?
Yes, he would meet. They would meet in parking lots in the valley.
It's not a girlfriend. That's kind of a...
I know, but then also he'd rent hotel rooms for her, motel rooms for her.
Okay, so they cars in motel room sounds like a prostitute.
Oh, gosh. But,
right? I mean,
well,
right?
Well, Charlotte, wait for my story, because my story's going to include
that's going to be some of our future
and
episodes.
And I never got paid.
That's going to be some of our future episodes. Okay. So you're sitting, so we're still on our Starbucks 1 hour, hour and a half.
Right. So I'm listening.
So he's now revealed his addiction to porn.
Now, because of his wife, not touching him, his story.
But it doesn't mean that he's going to cold turkey if he gets an affair with you. Doesn't mean he's going to stop the porn. He never said that, did he?
No, you're right. He never. Right. I just assumed.
Well, remember what assume means. You make an ass out of you and me. So let's say, no, keep porn on the table, because I don't think that's going away.
Okay.
So now we're going up a hill, so Jen goes faster than I do. Because remember, this is women walking.
Yeah.
Women walking and talking. Okay. I know our viewers are like, come on. I mean, our listeners, I keep saying viewers. They're like, come on. All right.
I'm going to get so much hate, Charlotte, because I know this sounds terrible, but I went into this with the premise that he was on his way out. He just needed courage.
He needed courage. Okay.
Because he said he tried it 3 years ago and he didn't have it.
Okay. And so 6 months, how did that affair end? Did he tell you?
Well, he said she didn't want to talk to him again over political views.
Oh. Interesting.
Because that was during COVID.
So she wasn't receiving any intercourse, any sex, giving him probably blowjobs and handjobs. And she stayed with him for 6 months.
Yes, because she was married to some morbidly obese man that she couldn't have sex with.
Okay, but she wasn't also getting sex from him.
Right.
So, did he comment about how weird that is?
No, he just commented that it was his best friend that set them up. Because it tells everyone his problems.
Well, of course he has to, because he's so insecure.
Yes. Everyone in the world knows.
So this guy who's a friend goes, sounds like, well, unless you're going to go pay for it.
Correct.
Which sounds like he didn't want to pay for it.
No, he's a cheap bastard. He calls himself that.
There you go. So he's a porn teacher with no interest in spending any money.
Correct.
On what would be considered the potential of a real relationship, because in a way, we all know he just wants to stay in this dysfunctional marriage where it's comfortable and have these affairs and wreck other people's lives. Okay.
Right. You can see it like that. But when I was in it, I saw it as like, oh my goodness, I can help bring out the courage that he already has inside of him.
Women always want to help the men, but they don't want to help themselves. Hmm. Okay, so you're at Starbucks, and in this hour, you learn about two affairs?
The other one was just he made out with some random lady in El Torito.
Like
in the valley.
Where? In the parking lot?
Yes.
So, but what did he do? Go have a drink and then pick her up?
He would go to bars alone and drink.
Oh, we missed that fact.
To escape his
life. So besides
he
lying
would go
about
to the
gym.
Yeah, and he would really go to the gym to look at ladies, too.
Oh. Okay, then if that wasn't working, he'd go to the bar.
Yes, he'd go to Tilted Kilt.
Yeah, that's a place.
Yeah, he'd sit there and try to pick up on servers.
Interesting.
But he's older, remember?
Okay.
And he'd meet guy friends that were there for the same reason. Lonely guy friends, like lonely old men like him. And they'd just drink themselves silly.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so he talked about the El Torito lady.
Makeout session.
And
that was that. He didn't get her number. He just made out with her.
Okay.
That was the first thing. And the second one was his best friend set him up with.
For the 6 months.
Of whatever that was.
Okay.
And then he decided to go online because he was so desperate for affection.
But
that's what
he didn't comment about a separation or a divorce. He'd just rather have a life of cheating and lying and hiding than say, I need to break away from this. We know he has two kids.
Correct.
Right. We don't want to say their names, but 16 and 19?
Correct.
Okay. So we got family involved and...
Yeah, it would be really hard for him to leave. And because he's so cheap, he doesn't want to lose half his house or half of his pension.
Yeah, well, none of them do. Okay. So you're here, you're looking at him, and your only thought is, I'm attracted... Well, I know I shouldn't be speaking.
Yes.
What are... As all this is happening, what are you saying to yourself as you're looking at him?
He's pretty hot. His biceps were amazing. I could probably spend some time with him.
Okay.
I wasn't sure what that meant.
And you weren't...
We shared the same interests. Hiking, working out, going to the beach, the ocean is like our thing. So we had a ton of stuff in common. All of our music on Spotify, the same. Like the same. Same taste in music, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up early, being active, staying up late. Like he matched my energy level to a T.
Okay.
I've never experienced that before.
Did he ask you any questions?
He did a lot of the
talking. So he did all the talking, and what questions did he ask you? That's always a red flag.
Yeah, just mainly about my marriage.
Nothing else?
Not much else, yeah.
Okay, so he was just trying to suss out where you stood in your relationship.
Exactly.
Was he concerned that you were still married?
Not at all.
Okay, well, there you go. So that's not on his list.
No.
Did he talk anything?
But I also made it clear, though, we were doing this. Like, our divorce would be final by August, and that I was over in my head and my heart with this man. Yeah. I made that very clear. Yes. But this is my first real thing out of the gate.
Oh, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you then, because I think what we'll do is we'll get this episode, I think we'll get into maybe our first couple of dates, I think, and then we'll sort of pick up with an episode two. But you decide after that, who makes the final sort of the next steps?
Well, I think if I'm remembering correctly, I said I had to go. He had to get going as well.
Okay.
Then I just said, we'll be in touch. And then I think he reached out and said, hey, do you want to get together this week? And I said, sure. What day? Well, he said.
Wait, when did he text you that?
That night.
Oh, wait, did you exchange phone numbers?
Yes.
So now...
Now we're just cell to cell. Because I told him I'm deleting the app today, this evening.
Okay, so did he have any concern that, like, his wife or someone might see?
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. Because I told him to get off the app. Because I was able to find out the school he worked at just by him telling me his name, the district he worked in.
Wow.
And his wife's on Facebook.
Wow, yeah. That's,
so I was able to find...
It's a small world,
yes,
yeah.
I said, you might want to delete the app as well. Because someone's going to see you on there. And this could be really bad for you. So he did. So we deleted the apps, I think, at the same time there. And then we exchanged cell phone numbers. And he texted that night. Oh, he had also shared with me his dad passed away 10 years ago on January 4th. And this was January 2nd when we first met. So then when he texted me that night to go out, he's like, how about on the 4th? And I was like, are you sure you want to go out? Because that's like your dad's anniversary. I made sure he was okay to go out on January 4th because that would have been the 10-year anniversary of his dad's passing. So he said, oh, yeah, for sure, let's go. So that was like our first real get-together.
And what did you guys do?
Well, we met at a Lowe's parking lot.
Who decided the pattern of the date?
He did.
Okay, so he said to you...
He dictates everything because of the situation.
Okay, so you met at a Lowe's parking lot.
Correct. Uh-huh. We left his car there. He hopped in my car.
Mm.
And then we drove to a cul-de-sac that we found, a pretty dark one. And we both got in the back seat and just sat there and chatted. Because remember, we can't be out in public together.
So does none of this bother you at this point? That you're... It's a... A weird, like, I mean, no, I think that's...
No, it was kind of
fun. This is what we really need to like.
No, it was kind of exciting.
Okay, so you found it exciting.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, there we are.
The adrenaline.
Okay.
But I also found it kind of
Were you
weird.
A little bit
sad
that you're kind of not...
Yeah, I can't go out in public. I'm hidden.
But that you're not being treated as an equal, as a...
No, I didn't see it like that.
You didn't think of any of that.
No,
you
just thought, okay, this is kind of fun. I kind of felt like I was 17 again.
Okay, well, there we are. Okay, so we were going back to when we're young and the stakes
aren't so high.
Yeah,
listening to music.
Yeah, you're just...
Chilling.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so... He obviously likes this because you're feeding into exactly the way he needs to do everything.
Exactly.
So it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And this is only the first real date. And we just talked the whole time, talked more about his dysfunctional marriage.
Well, how has he gone from the house if
he
did
lies.
This at night?
He
I know,
lies.
But how, what time was it at this point?
Oh, probably. It was dark and it was winter, so 5 or 6.
Okay,
it was definitely after a school day.
So the wife thinks he's just staying late. Oh, at the gym always. Okay.
Always at the gym.
Even though she could go to the gym and see that he wasn't there.
Correct. She could drive by and see his car's not there.
Okay. All right. So I'm at the gym and you talk for how many hours?
2 hours.
Uh-huh. About what though? Because he hasn't
asked stuff, but this was mostly more in depth about how psychotic his wife is.
So it's nothing to do with getting to know you.
No.
It's all a therapy session for his life.
Correct.
And you're willing to put yourself in the situation to learn about all of his angst, I guess.
Correct. And we talk about like college and high school and growing up and things like that. You know, I interject things about my own life.
Did he find any interest in it or not really?
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was really weird about doing anything with him. I told him that up front. I'm like, look, I'm having a really hard time. You're very attracted to me. Like, I'm very attracted to you. I feel this chemistry, these chemicals, juices are flowing, but I don't think I can do anything with you because I would be a home wrecker.
Mm.
And he said, my home's already wrecked.
Uh-huh.
And then I just started making out with him.
And that was it?
Yeah, that was it. When he
said
that.
So he really did find the perfect person.
Correct.
To really play into the entire charade of his life.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Well, and I think that's the springboard of this podcast, because I think in future episodes what we're going to talk about is you, like,
no.
I'm hearing you're okay with it. It's exciting. But in the end,
oh gosh,
you are not valued at all.
Yeah, even throughout the whole thing.
Through the
whole
relationship, you are not valued.
I didn't see that, though. I did not see it like that.
Did nobody point that out?
No, I wouldn't tell a lot of people he was married. I lied to my family about it. I even lied to my family about how I met him. I was so embarrassed to say... I was on Bumble. Molly knew, but the others didn't.
And
I have two grown
you met
sons
him.
At the gym.
Yeah, so you have two grown sons, so you just said, I'll just say we went to the gym and we met and
correct.
Oh my gosh, look how... And did they... Well, we don't want to go too far ahead.
Yeah.
So how many months, weeks, dates was it until he met your kids?
Oh, that was a while into it. Well, it felt like a while, but the whole thing wasn't that long.
Okay.
But it feels like forever now looking back,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
coming home that night, so as we sort of end this first episode.
Oh, yeah.
When you...
We were talking on the phone.
Lowe's.
Yeah,
at Lowe's.
Yeah, he hopped in his car. He called me right away like, oh, my God, that was so amazing. I'm like, I know. And then he goes, let's just try to meet like once a week. That's probably feasible for my schedule because everything's around
about
his
him.
Schedule.
Right.
Correct. And I said, great. Well, I can't remember what day that might have been a Wednesday and we were going to meet the next Wednesday. And I think I texted him on Thursday and I said, I don't know if I can wait that long. And he wrote back, oh my God, I can't either. And we ended up meeting that Saturday at the same first Starbucks. Then we drove to the ocean and just hung out there all morning. It was like a high. It was like better than heroin, and I've never done heroin.
Mm-hmm. It was that feeling. It's because someone was giving you attention, right? Mm-hmm. Is the basis of all this, sure, the attraction. We get the attraction. But was the basis of that next meeting, like the, I need this because someone is giving me attention and touching
me. I think so. Yes, because he's very touchy.
But he's not listening to you. You weren't getting your...
No, it was physical.
It was all physical needs taken care of. Mm-hmm. So is that bad? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Is that bad? And, because I think you stayed.
And I came off a relationship where I hadn't made out with my ex-husband for 20 years. We hadn't made out since we were dating. Yeah. And then to be able to do that with another man, and that's like my favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
And someone that knows how to do it so well. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I just couldn't even wait to do that again.
Why did you stay 20 years in your marriage?
I thought I was doing what was right by Molly to do that. I thought I could just get through it until she left for college. Because she was 7 when we realized it was over. And then through going through therapy, the therapist said, no, you have to call it sooner. Because if you do that, and she goes away to college, she comes back to a home that she doesn't recognize.
Yeah.
Where mom's in a one-bedroom apartment or something, or dad is, then that's going to really mess her up. So that's why we decided to do it that time.
Okay, so that's the end of our first episode, podcast here on Women Walking. And I think, Jen, we're gonna take a think on this. This is some big stuff. Because really, this is a one-sided...
Yeah, correct.
You know, and I really want to get into the next episode about you and what were you thinking and this high that you were on. It's amazing, right? And I think it's not a first love, right? This is an infatuation, right? I want to go more in depth about what was it for you.
Right, because we're only at the first encounter.
The first encounter. I mean, we're on like... You know, date number one, date number two. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Jen and Charlotte, Women Walking. We can't wait for you to come back.
Yep. Until then.
Bye.